Good morning. It's a privilege for me to be with you again today.
早上好，我很荣幸今天又能和大家在一起。
I was thinking about the first time I came in contact with people from the Chinese church, and it was a number of years ago in 1994.
我第一次跟中国教会的人接触是在很久以前，1994年的时候。
I was one of the evangelists at Seabreeze Camp Meeting in Hope Sound.
我那时候是那个在 Hope Sound 是一个讲员。
And they said that they were going to have a focus on the Chinese ministry on one of the nights that I was supposed to preach.
然后有一次他们讲说那天晚上我要讲到的时候，他们就说今天这个主题是要讲这个关于对中国的这个宣教。
They asked me if I'd ever spoken with an interpreter before.
然后他们就问我说有没有用过翻译讲道。
I said, no, I never had.
然后我就承认说没有。
I began to worry because I thought everything is going to be said twice.
那时候我也觉得有点担心，就好像每句话都要重复一遍。
That could make my sermon very long.
那这样我的讲道不就会变得非常长吗？
Maybe that's why Mrs. Xi emphasized to me it's so important that it be 45 minutes.
所以这也是为什么许师母强调说45分钟一定要结束。
And she added that that included both the speaking and the interpreting.
而且说四十五分钟是包括讲和翻译。
It's a real joy to be here with you today.
我今天很高兴能跟大家在一起。
And I want to talk to you about the relationship between truth and fact.
那我今天要讲这个题目就是说这个事实和真理的关系。
Of course, I don't know Chinese, so I don't know if...The relationship is exactly the same as it is in English.
那这个事实跟真理，中文跟英文这个不知道说这个关系上是不是一致的。
But in the English language, truth and fact seem to be different ways of saying the same thing.
在英文里好像讲到事实和真理的时候，有点是相同的意思，只不过不同的说法而已。
So if something is true, it's a fact.
如果有些事某些事情是这个真实的真实的话它就是事实。
And if it's a fact, then we know it's true.
如果是事实的话那就一定是真理吗
?So as I said, it seems like these are different ways of saying the same thing.
好像只是两种就是同一件事情两个说法而已。
I went to the dictionary to see if it agreed with my thoughts.
那所以我就去查字典看看这定义到底是怎么说的。
And I found out that when the dictionary describes fact, it uses the word truth.
那我看到说他讲到事实的时候用这个真实来描述这个字。
This is how it defined the word fact.
那他讲到事实的时候是这么说的。
Something that can be shown to be true.
就是你可以把它证明是真实的就是事实。
This is how it described truth.
那讲到真理他是怎么说的呢？
Something that corresponds with fact.Or reality.
这个真理要跟事实相符。
So based on my study of these words, I felt like it was safe for me to say truth and fact are essentially the same thing.
那所以我们这样学习了以后就可以是不是可以就是说这个真理和事实就基本上就是两件相同的事情呢
?But then I began to think about something else.
可是我又想到另外一个方面。
You could have a collection of facts that are all true,
你可能可以收集一些事实作为这个资料。
And yet you might not know what the truth is.
这些事实都是真的没错但是你并不一定能从这些事实上推论出真理是什么。
Because even though you have a number of facts that are true, you might be missing one important fact that would change everything.
因为你收集的这些事实是真的没错但是你这些事实并不一定能够可能里面缺少一个最重要的那个事实是有真理意义的。
Let me illustrate it to you like this.
那我这样来说明一下。
Let's say a crime was committed and a gun was used.
那我们可以说有一件案件发生了然后这里面有枪支。
The police checked the record from the serial number on the gun.
那这个警察呢就查这个枪的编号。
And they find out this gun belongs to a man named Bill.
那查到了这个枪的主人叫做 Bill.
Bill's fingerprints are on that gun.
这个 Bill 的指纹也在枪上面。
The gun is in the area where the crime happened.
那这个枪呢又出现在案发现场。
Everything that we know from the facts points to Bill as the guilty party.
那所以我们所知道的这些事实让我们觉得说是不是这个 Bill 就是这个罪犯呢
But there's one important fact that changes everything.
但是如果你要再发现另外一个很重要的事实的时候，就会把这个结论推翻。
Bill was not in Florida when that crime happened.
因为这个事情发生在佛罗里达，可是这个事情发生的当时 ，Bill 本人并不在这里。
Bill was in California.
他在加州。
So, one fact can change everything when it comes to finding the truth.
所以当我们在寻求真理的时候，某一个重要的事实可能会推翻其他所有的从前的结论。
This is very important to us in understanding God's working with us.
我们知道这一点能够帮助我们明白说神怎么样在我们的生命里工作。
Because there are sometimes when we look at the facts of our life and they're not pretty.
因为有的时候当我们看我们生命中发生的那些事情事实的时候是很不是一件美好的事情。
And because of what we see from the facts, we draw a conclusion about God.
那主，我们从我们自发生在自己身上的事实呢，就得出一个结论：神是什么样的神
？We may end up saying God's not good.
我们可能最后变成说神并不好。
God's not kind.
神也不慈爱。
God doesn't have my best interest at heart.
神并不在乎我的好处。
But God always is good and kind.And has our interest at heart.
但是神永远都是美善的，神永远是慈爱的，神永远都是最关爱我们的。
We obviously know some of the facts, but not all of them.
所以我们知道的只是某些事实，并不是全部的事实。
I don't think there's any place in the Bible that illustrates this better than the book of Job.
那圣经中有一本书讲最好的那个能够说明这个事实，就是约伯记。
If you have a Bible with you, or if it's on an electronic device, would you turn to the book of Job with me?
如果你有圣经，或者是什么样版本都没关系，请你打开圣经约伯记。
I'd like for you to keep it open because I'm going to be looking at a number of verses.
因为我们今天要从约伯记上看很多章节，所以你就把这个圣经放在约伯记上。
You remember the story of Job's life?
你记不记得讲到约伯的这个故事？
Somewhere in the heavenly realm,
那在他首先讲到说在天堂在某一处
Apparently the angels came before God and the devil also came.
就讲到说这个天使们在神的面前聚集，然后这个时候魔鬼也在那里
After God had sent all of the angels to do his bidding, he confronted Satan.
所以呢，神就是差派他的这些天使去做事情，然后呢，就跟这个魔鬼有一个对话。
We know that God and Satan are having a conversation about Job.
那个时候我们知道说这个他们俩谈话的这个主题就是约伯。
But Job doesn't know that.
但是约伯并不知道。
If Job had known that, he'd been very frightened.
如果这个约伯要是知道，他会要吓死。
He would have been wondering what in the world was going to happen in his life.
他会想说他们俩这样我的这个生活会变成什么样子。
But Job didn't know anything about it.
但是约伯对此一无所知。
Now let's look at the facts of Job's life.
所以我们来看一看约伯的生命中的一些事实。
It's a fact that Job was one of the richest men in the world. Job chapter 1 verse 3.
如果你看约伯记第一章第三节的时候，你就可以看到约伯在当时是一个非常富有的人。
It's a fact, according to Job 1:13-19, that Job lost all of his material possessions.
然后从13节到19节就讲到约伯失去了他所有这些物质的财富。
It's a fact, according to Job 1:18-19, that Job lost his whole family in one tragic accident.
然后第一章第十八节十九节就讲到，然后在一个很不幸的事故中，然后他的儿女也都去世了。
He had 10 children, and all of them were killed.
他有十个儿子女儿，然后所有的这十个儿子女儿都死掉了。
I went to a funeral once where there were 3 young men that had drowned. One got in the water, the other 2 tried to help him, and they all drowned.
我有一次去到一个葬礼，就是三个年轻人都淹死了，因为其中一个掉到水里，然后另外两个想去救他，三个人都淹死了。
That was a very, very sad funeral.
那是一个非常那个悲惨的一个葬礼。
But can you imagine 10 children?
可是你能想象说十个儿女。
It's a fact that Job's health broke.
然后你也可以看到事实发生的是就是约伯他自己的身体也出了问题。
In chapter 2 and verse 7 of Job, we read that his whole body was covered with boils or sores.
如果你看到第二章第七节, 就讲到说约伯他从头到脚都长了毒疮。
Job had some friends that came to visit him during this difficult time.
他在这个受这么大打击的时候, 他有一些朋友来看望他。
When they saw how bad Job's condition was, they sat and stared at him.
他们看到这个约伯这么悲惨的经历, 他们就坐在那儿, 没有一言不发。
Eventually, they began to talk, but when they did, all they did was accuse Job.
但是他们最后终于开始说话了, 但是他们一开口说的都是指责约伯的话。
In fact, from chapter 4 of Job to chapter 37, it's back and forth between Job and his three accusers.
那实际上约伯记从第四章到第三十七章记载的都是约伯和他的这些朋友之间就是他们这对话都是他们在指责他的反驳。
They're saying to Job, things like this don't happen to good people.
然后他们就跟他讲说这种事情不会发生在这个好人身上的艺人身上。
Something has got to be terribly wrong in your life.
所以你的生活里一定是有什么问题, 你有什么问题, 这些事情才会发生。
There's got to be sin covered somewhere. You need to confess it.
所以你的生命里一定有罪, 你需要认罪, 你要悔改。
God just never does this kind of thing to good people.
神不会让这些灾祸一下子全都降在一个好人身上。
If it wasn't bad enough for his friends to be against him, his wife turned against him too.
而且不仅仅是他的朋友来指责他, 连他的太太都开始跟他作对。
In chapter 2 and verse 9, his wife came and said to him, "Why don't you curse God and die?"
那在第二章第九节讲到他妻子来对他说, 你弃掉神死了吧。
In fact, Job sums up his whole feeling in chapter 23 verse 3.
所以那个约伯在他在约伯记23章第4节的时候讲到他的这个感受。
In that verse, Job can't find God.
在这里面约伯提到说他找不到神。
He can't make sense out of what's happened to him.
他也不能明白为什么这些事情发生在他的生命里。
He knows he hasn't sinned.
他知道他没有犯罪。
But he looks at the catastrophes of his life and says, "What is wrong?"
所以，但是他看到他生命中这些不幸的这些事实，他不明白到底出了什么事情。
Let me stop at this point and say there may be times in your life when you find everything going wrong and you say, "Where is God?"
那也可能在你的生命中也会有那个时候，就是所有的事情都不对了，所有的这些灾祸好像都临到你的身上，你也会问神在哪里。
What is wrong? Why is this happening?
这到底是怎么回事? 为什么这些事情都发生在我身上?
When we look at all of these facts, we come to the conclusion that Job is a bad man.
所以当我们只从他的这些事实上看到发生在他身上的这些事情的时候, 我们很容易得出结论就是说约伯他不是一个好人。
He has sin in his life and he's trying to hide it from God.
他一定是生命里有罪, 而且他要躲避神。
And God is very angry with him.
然后所以神对他非常的不满，然后所以要惩罚他。
But you know, while all of those things that we just said are facts about Job, they do not represent the truth.
那你知道吗？我们刚才所有提到的这些，确实都是在约伯生命里发生的事实，但是这些事实并没有代表说这个真理所在，这个事情的真相是什么。
In this case, God lets us see both sides. He lets us see Job's side down here, and then he lets us see what's going on up here in the heavenly realm.
那在约伯记里，感谢神，他让我们不仅仅看到约伯生命中发生的这些事实，他也让我们看到在天堂里这个神和魔鬼之间的这个交谈，让我们知道事情的真相是什么。
And when we look at the facts from God's perspective, it looks very, very different.
所以当我们用神的眼光来看约伯生命中发生的这些事实的时候，这个情况就不同了。
God is not angry with Job at all. God loves Job.
神一点都没有对约伯生气，相反，神非常的爱他。You
might say God is proud of Job.
你可以说这个神是以他为荣，以他为傲。God
says to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
那个神对那个魔鬼说，你有没有去看看我的这个仆人约伯？It's
almost like God is challenging the devil.
就感觉好像有点像这个神对这个魔鬼挑战一样。你看约伯。
God obviously knows that he can trust this man even with hard, hurting circumstances.
神知道他可以 信赖约伯，即便是当他的生命中出现这些困难的时候，神也可以就是说知道他是靠得住的。
Let's look at what God says about Job.
我们来看看耶和华神是怎么说约伯的。
Go back to chapter 1, verse 1.
我们回到第一章看第一节。
It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
讲到乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯。
This is God speaking.
这个是神在说话。
And he says, that man was blameless and upright, one that feared God and shunned evil.
那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Now this is not just some historian trying to make Job look better.
这个并不是某些历史学家想把这个约伯描述成一个好人。
This is God speaking.
这是神自己给约伯的定结论。
The God who knows everything about everyone, he's speaking about Job.
这位神他是知道我们每一个人所有事情的神，他是这样评论约伯的。
If you look a little further down to verse 8 of chapter 1,
如果你继续往下读到第八节。
After Satan has come back to God, God responds again.
然后当这个魔鬼到神面前的时候，神就跟他说。
And he adds one more phrase about Job.
然后这里面呢，他又加了一点。
He says, there is none like him in all the earth.
那神提到约伯的时候，他说世上再没有人像他。
So he's good and upright and runs from evil, and there's nobody else like him.
地上再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
You can see how if we just take the facts that we can see,
如果我们只是看到我们所看到的那些事实，
We're going to come to a very different conclusion about Job.
我们得到的结论跟神对约伯所得出的这个结论是完全不同的。
God knows Job's heart.
神知道约伯的心。
And what God says about Job is very, very different, but it's the truth.
那神所对提到约伯的时候对他的评论是跟我们所想到的是不一样的，但是神说的一定是真相。
God knows all the facts.
因为神知道所有的事实。
You remember this happened in two stages.
你要记得这个是两阶段的。
The devil came the first time and accused Job, and then he came back again to accuse him again.
这个撒旦魔鬼是第一次在神面前来控告约伯，后来又来了一次，再一次的控告他。
When he came back the second time, God responded to tell us how he felt about Job again.
那当第二次这个魔鬼来撒旦来的时候，神也有一个回应，他讲到他是怎么看待约伯的。
In chapter 2 verse 3, he gives us an even broader description of Job.
那在第二章的第三节，对他对约伯的评价更广。
He says there's none like him in all the earth.
他讲到说地上没有人像他。
He's blameless and upright.
完全正直。
He fears God and runs from evil.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
And then God adds this, he holds fast his integrity even though you incite me against him.
然后神又讲，你虽激动我攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
If all we have is the humanly visible facts about Job,
如果我们所有的仅仅是就是说从这个人的角度看到发生在约伯身上的事情的时候，
We end up thinking he is a bad man who's being punished for his sin.
那我们想到可能就是他是一个坏人，他有隐藏的罪恶，所以遭到神的惩罚。
When God looks at Job,
可是当神看约伯的时候，
God says there's nobody like him in the whole world.
神说地上再没有人像他完全正直。
It's obviously important that we have all the facts so we can know the truth.
所以对我们来说，我们要收集尽可能所有的事实，这样我们才能知道真相。
If we look back at our list of facts about Job from a human side,
如果我们从这个人的角度看到我们所知道的关于约伯身上发生的事实的时候，
we might come to the conclusion that God's not doing anything to protect Job.
我们可能就得出来结论说神并没有在保护他。
His enemies are stealing his livestock, killing his servants.
然后他的敌人把他的财产全部抢走，把他的仆人都杀掉。
A cyclone kills his children.
然后一个飓风来把他的儿女也都那个失散。
His wife turns on him and his friends accuse him.
他的朋友他的太太都跟他作对。
You end up saying, if this is protection, boy, I don't know what in the world I would have expected, but not this.
对，所以你看到这些的时候，你可能就会想，神没有在保护他。这如果这个就算是保护的话，这好像还不如没有。
But again, when we know all the facts, we know God was taking care of Job.
可是当我们真的是知道所有事实的时候，我们就会发现神实际上是在保守他。
If you go back to chapter 1, verse 9,
如果你回到第一章第九节的时候，
God says to Satan, Satan says to God, you have a hedge around Job and all that he has.
这个撒旦回答耶和华说，你岂不是在四面围上篱笆护 维护他和他的家吗？并他一切所有的吗？
So Satan says you've got a protection all around Job and everything he has.
所以撒旦就对神说，他的所有的一切你都实际上是扎上篱笆替他保护的。
It's interesting that God does not deny that.
这个很有意思啊，神并没有否认这一点。
In fact, God's actions show us that he did have protection all around Job.
实际上你往下看的时候，你就会发现这魔鬼说的是没错的，神确实是在约伯的四围圈上篱笆。
We know that because God moved that protection in.
我们知道，因为这个我们后面就可以看到他的这个篱笆范围缩小了。
If you look at chapter 1, verse 12,
那如果你看往下看十二节，
The Lord says to Satan, all that he has is in your power, but don't lay your hands on his person.
在这里面神对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。
So God is moving the protection in from all that Job has till it's just around Job.
所以本来这个篱笆范围是很广的，他所有的一切神都加以保护，但现在这个篱笆范围缩小了，只是包在他个人身周围。
So God is still protecting Job.
所以但是到这里神仍然在保护他。
But I'm sure Job couldn't see that for his pain over his loss.
但是我想当约伯在失去他的所有一切的时候，他可能想不到说神仍然在保护他。
There are sometimes in our lives when everything seems to go wrong.
因为有的时候我们在生命中好像一切都出了问题。
There are other times when everything seems to go right.
有的时候好像什么事情又都很顺利。
People who don't believe in God's personal care in our lives call that luck.
有那些不相信神在我们生命中工作的人，他们会说你的运气很好。
And they say, I have bad luck when things go bad.
有的时候，然后他们就会说事情不好的时候就会说运气不好。
And I have good luck when things go good.
有的时候说运气很好，然后就很顺利。
But we believe we have a God who personally cares about each one of us and all things in our life, he tells us, work together for good if we love him.
但是我们知道我们的那位神，他是亲自关心我们的神。圣经也告诉我们说，万事互相效力，叫使爱神的人得益处。
The second time Satan comes to God,
所以第二次撒旦又到神面前来。
He challenges God again. He says, touch his body and he'll curse you.
然后这时候这个撒旦就向神提出挑战说，你如果伸手伤他的话，他一定会当面弃掉你。
It's frightening in chapter 2 verse 6 when God says, you may touch his body, but don't take his life.
那第六节我们看到这个时候觉得很可怕，因为神对撒旦说，他在你手中只要存留他的性命。
That's when Job's body breaks out with boils.
这个就是这个时候发生的事情，就是约伯从头到脚都长毒疮。
But Satan doesn't stop with the boils.
但是撒旦并没有在这里就停止了。
He comes after Job's mind.
然后他这个时候开始攻击这个约伯的思想。
He brings friends to accuse him and misunderstand him.
然后让他的朋友来那个误解他，然后攻击他。
He even uses his wife to turn on him.
然后用他的这个太太也来那个跟他作对。
Apparently between the circumstances and the friends,She comes to think Job's a bad man.
因为对这个太太来说，可能看到这个事情的发生，然后再听到他的朋友指责他，他也觉得约伯是有问题。
It's interesting to see that she uses almost identically the same words that Satan used.
这个你仔细看很有意思，他的妻子用的这些字跟这个魔鬼用的字是一样的。
Satan had said to God, "If you touch his body, he'll curse you to your face."
那这个撒旦对神说，你要那个伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
And then when his wife came, she said, why don't you curse God and die?
那他的妻子来对他说，就说你弃掉神死了吧。
But in all of this, God was totally in control.
但是当这一切发生的时候，神仍然在掌权。
God was in control when the hedge was broad and surrounded everything Job had, his children, himself, everything.
当这个神的篱笆很范围很大，他所有一切都在神的保护之下的时候，神是掌权的。
God was still in control when the hedge was moved in and only protected Job's body.
当这个篱笆缩小，只保护到约伯自己身体的时候，神仍然是掌权的。
Each time the hedge moved, God gave Satan permission and prohibition.
那当这个每一次这个篱笆的改的这个范围改变的时候，都是因为神给了这个撒旦一个允许他做某些事情，但是也给了他限制。
He said, "You can't touch this." And you can't touch that.
告诉他说你可以碰某些事情，某些事情你不可以碰。
God was always in control.
神一直是在掌权的。
God was always protecting Job.
而且神一直都有在保护约伯。
Even when he lost everything, when his body ached, and when everyone had lost faith in him.
即便是他失去了所有，然后他的身体也受到很大的创伤，所有的人都离弃他的时候，神仍然在保护他。
I'm thankful God put this in the Bible.
我很感谢神，他把这个放在圣经里。
Because every one of us, at one time or another in our lives, have gone through circumstances similar to Job.
因为每一个人，我们当中的每一个人，或早或晚，都会经历到类似的事情。
Times when our health is broken.
就是当我们的身体这个出现状况。
Times when financial reverses come.
当我们的这个财务出现问题。
Times when dear friends turn their back on you. And hate you.
当我们的这个最亲密的朋友跟我与我们反目为仇。
And in those times, the devil will come to you and me and say, "You can't trust God."
在那个时候，魔鬼就会到我们面前来说，你不能够相信神。
And if you just look at the facts you can see, you might agree with him.
如果你仅仅是看到眼前的这些事实的话，你可能会同意他的说法。
But God knows all the facts.
但是神他知道所有的事实。
And there's sometimes when God knows we need something that we don't see that we need.
因为有的时候神知道我们需要某些事情，但我们自己并不知道。
I have a son named Paul.
我有一个儿子叫做保罗。
And when Paul was born, his feet weren't quite right.
那个保罗生下来的时候，他的脚有问题。
They weren't like we would normally expect them to be. They were turned in and up.
那他的脚生下来不是像正常孩子的脚是这样平的，他的脚是这个两个相对，然后还这么翘着。
We became concerned about his feet.
那所以我们就开始担心。
So we took him to the doctor.
就带他去看医生。
I'll never forget the doctor laying my son on a metal table with a cloth on it.
那我永远不会忘记，那个医生就把这个孩子放在一个铁的一个这种金属的床上，然后上面有块布。
And he took his feet and ran his thumbs up the inside of his feet.
然后他就那个拿抓着他的脚，然后用他的大拇指就是在脚的内侧这么搓。
And he began to twist his feet out.
然后就抓着搓了两下以后，就抓着他就开始往外掰。
And I remember standing there watching him and seeing my son look at me with pain.
然后我就记得我站那看着他，然后我的儿子就那个看着我的时候，我就看得出来他在经受痛苦。
It was made him very uncomfortable.
因为他那个医生这样做，他很难受。
And he began to pucker up his face like he was going to cry.
然后脸就开始那个变样，就要哭了。
I was bigger than that doctor.
那个我可比那个医生更高更壮。
And I wanted to say, you stop doing that to my son.
我很想制止他说，你不能这样对我的孩子。
And if you don't stop, I'll make you stop.
如果你不听，我就要那个出手了。
But the bad part was, the doctor said, these feet are going to have to be twisted out.
那但是呢，这个医生说，这个他这个脚呢，必须要这样用外力把它扳正。
You, he told me, are going to have to twist his feet.
他说你要去给他搬。
It was painful for me to hurt my son when I knew he didn't understand.
那这个时候我知道说对我来说是一件很痛苦的事，因为孩子小，他不明白我为什么要这样做，但是我这样做会使他很痛苦。
If you had been there, you'd probably thought I was crazy.
那如果你当时在那儿的话，你可能觉得我有毛病了。
Because as I took my son and ran my thumbs up and twisted his feet,
因为当我自己去这样 拿大拇指摁住他的脚，然后往外扳的时候，
He looked at me with the most pained expression.
然后因为他看着我的那个表情真的是非常的痛苦，非常的不那个。
And he started to cry.
然后看着我，他看着我哭。
It was like he was saying, Dad, why are you doing this to me?
就好像他又很不理解，然后他又很经历这个痛苦，他就觉得说，爸爸，你为什么要对我这样做？
And I found myself talking to him.
然后我那个时候我就在一直跟他讲。
I know he couldn't understand.
他那时候很小，他不会明白的。
He was too young. He was just a little boy.
那个时候他还是一个小婴儿。
But I found myself saying, Son, I want you to be able to walk right like other kids.
所以我那时候就跟他说，儿子啊，我想让你将来是一个跟其他小朋友一样能够正常的走路。
I want you to be able to run and play ball.
我想让你跟其他小孩一样可以跑，可以去打球。
I want you to be able to ride a bicycle.
我想让你能够去骑，能骑自行车。
I want you to be normal.
我想让你跟其他人一样。
And the only way that's going to happen is if I twist your feet.
而这一切要实现，我必须现在来搬你的脚。
It broke my father's heart.
作为父亲，我的心也很难过。
To know that I had to bring pain to my son.
因为我要亲手这样做，然后这样做会给他带来痛苦。
But I'm so glad I did.
但是我现在很高兴我这样做了。
Because today his feet are normal.
因为今天他的脚跟正常人是一样的。
There's nothing wrong with them.
一点毛病也没有。
He can run.
他可以跑。
He can play.
他也可以去玩。
He can walk.
他也可以走。
He's no different than you are or anybody else's.
他跟你和其他人都没有任何区别。
But it took some hurting back there to make that true.
但是今天这个事实的发生是因为当时我这样做了，虽然他很痛苦。
Sometimes God knows that through taking us through painful circumstances,He can bring good.
因为有的时候神知道，当我们经历一些痛苦的经历的时候，他能让我们的生命里一些美好的事情可以发生。
Job had a terrible time understanding that.
但是对于约伯来说，他很难理解。
There were times when his faith was powerful.
有的时候他的这个辩驳是很强烈的。
If you look at Job chapter 13, verse 15.
如果你看约伯记十三章十五节的时候。
He says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
他说他必杀我，我虽无指望，但然而我在他面前还要辨明我所行的。
In verse 16, he says, he shall be my salvation.
十六节说他要成为我的拯救。
This is a man who's just lost his whole family.
这个人他刚刚失去了他的家庭。
This is a man who's just lost all of his possessions.
失去了他一切的财产。
And yet his faith in God is so strong.
但是他对神的信心是非常的强。
In chapter 19, in verse 25, he shows this same kind of faith again.
但19章25节他又显示了他这样的信心。
He says, I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
He says in the next verse, after my skin has been destroyed, I know I shall see God.
然后26节他说我这皮肉灭绝之后我必在肉体之外得见神。
So there were times when his faith was strong.
所以在这个过程中他有的时候他的信心是非常强的。
It was almost unbelievably strong.
感觉就是令人不可置信的强。
But there were other times.
但是也有其他的时候。
When his faith was not nearly so strong.
他的这个信心很软弱。
Job was a man.
因为约伯他也是人。
He was a person like you and me.
他就像你跟我一样。
And when it hurt, it hurt.
当他在痛苦的时候真的是这个是很痛的。
And that's why in Job chapter 23, verse 2, you read a very different story.
所以如果你看到23章第二节的时候他的那个表达就不同了。
He said, every day my complaint is bitter.
说我每天的这个抱怨都是越来越痛苦。
He said, "Oh, that I knew," in verse 26, or I'm sorry, in verse 3, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him."
第三节讲到，唯愿我能知道在哪里可以寻见神。
And then he says, "I would bring my case and argue my case to God."
然后我就到他的面前，就在他的面前将我的案件陈明，满口辩白。
He is saying, "I haven't done anything wrong."
他就说，我什么也没有做，我并没有做错什么。
I'm not an evil person.
我并不是一个坏人，恶人。
Why does all of this come upon me?
为什么这些不幸的事情都发生在我身上？
You go back to chapter 9.Job, in verse 32, says that he wishes there were some kind of an arbitrator between him and God.
如果你看到约伯记第九章最后面两节的时候，你可以看读到说约伯他盼望说他跟神之间能有一个中介。
He's talking about God when he says he's not a man that I can answer him.
他讲到神的时候，他说他本不像我是人，使我可以回答他。
In verse 33, he says, "There's no mediator between us."
33节说，我们中间没有听讼的人可以向我们两造按手。
So in this time, Job feels very alone.
所以在这个时候，约伯感到非常孤单。
He's hurting.
他在受苦。
He's lost everything.
他失去了一切。
Nobody seems to have confidence in him anymore.
然后没有一个人对他有信心。
And he can't even defend himself.
而且他都没有办法为自己辩驳。
It's not surprising that in some of these dark times, he wishes he'd never been born.
所以我们看到后面讲到，他说他宁可当初没有生在这个世上，就不令人惊讶了。
If you look at Job 3, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3.
如果你读到约伯记第三章第三节。
He says, "May the day perish that I was born."
愿我生的那日。
And the night in which it was said a man child is conceived.
和说怀了男胎的那夜都灭没。
In chapter 3, verse 11, he says, "Why did I not die at birth?"
那在十一节讲到说，我为何不出母胎而死
？Why didn't I perish when I came out of the womb?
为何不出母腹绝气
？You see, Job knew some of the facts, but not all of them.
所以当约伯他也只是看到某些事实，并不是全部的事实。
The Bible doesn't give us an artificial picture of Job.
圣经给我们看到的不是一个这个人造的这个关于约伯的这个形象。
It shows us times when his faith was high and strong.
他讲到他有的时候他的信心非常强烈。
It also shows us times when his faith was weak. And he was very low.
但是也给我们看到当他的信心很低落的时候的景象。
Of course, ultimately, Job.Was met by God, and God explained everything.
当然，我们知道这个约伯记最后讲到说，这个神向约伯显现，然后神向他解明。
When you get to the end of the book, there are some things God says, "Job, you're wrong here."
那如果你读到约伯记后面的时候，神跟他讲说，这个约伯你错了。
But God assures his friends who were accusing him that Job is his friend.
但是神也告诉约伯的那些朋友，那些指责他的朋友说，他们约伯是没有错的。
And God ends up sending the devil away.
然后神也把这个撒旦赶出去。
And God gives Job back all of his possessions and more.
然后把他的这个原来所有的都双倍还给他。
God must have given his wife special strength because she had several more children.
然后也特别祝福他的妻子，因为他后来又生了许多儿女。
God apparently stretched the hedge way back out around everything.
所以当神又把这个他的篱笆重新扩大，而且变得更大。
I don't know what your circumstances are today.
我并不了解你现在所处的境况。
If this is a normal congregation, there are people here who are hurting.
如果这是一个正常的这个会众集会的时候，一定有人在受苦，在受伤。
You can't understand why things have gone like they have.
你不明白说为什么你的生命中发生的那些事情。
And you came to church this morning with the devil telling you you can't trust God.
你今天早上到教会来的时候，可能撒旦就已经在跟你讲说你不能信靠神。
You can't believe his promises.
你不能相信他的应许。
But I want to tell you this morning, you can.
但是我今天要告诉你的是，你可以的。
God is faithful. God is true.
神是信实的，神是真实的。
If you knew all the facts,
如果你知道所有的事实
you would know that God is working things together for good.
你就会知道神要让你的生命中你经历这些事情是为了你的好处。
That's the reason God says to us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
这也是为什么神在罗马书八章二十八节这样跟我们讲。
All things work together for good to them that love God.
万事都互相效力，万事就是说所有的事情都互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。
My wife likes to cook.
我的太太很喜欢做饭。
And I'm happy she likes to cook.
我也很高兴她喜欢做饭。
She likes to make things from scratch, we call it.
她喜欢就是说自己亲手做，从头做。
She can buy a cake mix, but she likes to take all the ingredients and put them in herself.
她可以去那个买蛋糕，做和好的蛋糕粉，也可以说从面粉加糖重新做起。
I've thought a lot of times, I'm glad I don't have to eat a cake one ingredient at a time.
然后我有的时候会想说这个蛋糕是做好的就很好吃，如果你要是一样一样的材料吃就不好吃了。
I wouldn't want to eat mouthfuls of flour.
我不想吃一口面粉。
I would hate to eat raw eggs.
然后要是生蛋的话我也不想吃。
I don't want all that salt on a teaspoon.
然后还有一勺盐也要吃下去。
But when you blend it all together, it makes a cake and it's good.
可是当你把这些材料都混合在一起，把它烤好的时候，做出一个蛋糕就很好吃了。
God takes individual circumstances in our lives.
神也是一样，他把这个我们生活中那些独立的事件，把它们都挑出来。
And God blends them together.
然后让他们一起互相效力。
And his goal is to make you a good person.
他的目标就是让你成为一个更好的人。
A holy person.
一个更圣洁的人。
A blessed person.
一个更蒙福的人。
God intends good to us through all things.
神向我们的旨意，通过所有的事情都是为了我们的好处。
Remember, facts are what you know. Truth is what God knows.
你要记住，我们所知道的仅仅是某些事实而已。神是知道真相的。
Someday, God will make everything clear.
有一天，神会让一切都显明。
Until then, He asks us to trust Him and walk by faith, not by sight.
那在那个时候之前，神让我们要信靠他，以凭信心来生活，而不是凭我们眼见。
Thank you very much for your excellent attention this morning.
我们谢谢你们。